You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Whaikaha, the Ministry of Disabled People, is set to be restructured, losing its responsibility to deliver support services, which in turn will be moved to the Ministry of Social Development. This has faced backlash by multiple political parties, such as Labour and the Green Party, as well as from disability activists. I spoke to the CEO of the New Zealand Disability Support Network, Peter Reynolds, about the reshuffling and what will change about Whaikaha. I started off by asking Peter what this would mean for disabled New Zealanders.
It'll mean a number of things. Firstly, they're cut and pasting the operations unit from within Whaikaha to MSD. It'll still be a standalone unit, but obviously subject to much more stringent controls than have been experienced before. So disabled people can expect cuts. Not everybody will have their support services cut, but a number will. And there'll be limits on how far those support services are able to go.
There are concerns about the Ministry of Disabled People, Whaikaha, being restructured and kind of losing out their own ministry to an extent. Why is it important to have a specialised ministry for disabled people?
Disabled people make up 25% of the New Zealand population. So for some years, they've been calling for a ministry of their own with its own decision-making ability and its own budget. In the past, disability support services have been hosted within the Ministry of Health, but that has meant that disabled people have been treated as if they have a health condition. Disabled people don't have a health condition. They're perfectly healthy, just like you and I. They just have a disability, and that creates a number of challenges. It's far better for disability support services to be held in a social setting, following a social model, than in the health system. So the whole sector was very, very pleased when their advocacy proved successful and the Ministry of Disabled People, Whaikaha, was established. Now there's great fears that all of the hard-fought wins that led to the establishment of that ministry are being lost.
Has the government adequately engaged with disabled people regarding the restructuring of Whaikaha, or could more work have been done?
No, they haven't engaged. We fought for some time, once we heard of the establishment of the Independent Review Panel, to have the opportunity to address the panel, to raise issues with them and provide them with evidence about how disability support services were going. Two dates were set, two dates were cancelled. We never got there. And reading the report, it demonstrates clearly that inadequate consultation with the sector is a feature. That's a shame. The report was done at a rush by the government, who were fearful that the overspend in disability support services was getting way out of control, and they felt they had to act very, very quickly. We still believe that the opportunity for consultation was there, and it wouldn't have impacted greatly on the timetable. From our perspective, the fundamental issue with this whole argument is that underfunding is not the same thing as overspending. The government claims the system is overspent. We claim for decades it's been underfunded.
During a media briefing last week, the Minister of Disability Issues, Louise Upston, says she won't be able to rule out job cuts despite the government allocating $1.1 billion in funding to disability support services in this year's budget. Could this funding not assist with developing Whaikaha instead of restructuring it?
I think it would take too long. I think that's the point that the government is making. The changes that need to happen, well, the first three or four recommendations in the Independent Review Report signalled that they've got to go ahead right now. So they can't take 3 months, 6 months, 12 months. Whaikaha's own Chief Executive Officer indicated that another 2 years would be needed to develop the internal capacity and capability required to get things properly under control. That was too long from a government perspective. And we have some understanding of that, but we do feel it could have been done in different ways.
Alongside Whaikaha being restructured, the Enabling Good Lives approach to disability support services has also been sidelined. Could you explain what this approach entails?
Enabling Good Lives is it's a social movement. It's based around 9 key principles, paramount of which is giving disabled people the right to choose and the right to control how they're treated in our society. There have, over the last few years, been a number of trial sites established, initially by the Ministry of Health and more recently taken over by Whaikaha, as demonstration sites to show what Enabling Good Lives might look like. The government remains committed to Enabling Good Lives. What they've done is suspended or sidelined any further investment or development of Enabling Good Lives pilot sites. Two other sites were planned for this year. and work has already commenced on implementing Enabling Good Lives in those areas, but now will be suspended. There's still a school of thought that suggests you don't necessarily need a budget in order to implement the principles of Enabling Good Lives. There is a need for increased flexibility by disability support providers in the way in which they can approach support options for disabled people, and some of that comes at a cost. That's the sort of thing that won't happen under this latest regime. But there's still work that can be done within the sector on ensuring that the principles of Enabling Good Lives spread throughout the country and influence the relationship that we have with disabled people. I think moving forward, our task will be to ensure that any unintended consequences of these recommendations and the pace with which they're being implemented are brought to the attention of the minister. So if people start missing out on much-needed support and end up having to go to their local emergency department, which is entirely inappropriate, then we want to ensure that the minister hears about it. Similarly, the minister's made it clear that she doesn't expect providers of disability support to end up having to shut their doors as a consequence of the decisions that have been made. So where there's clear evidence that that is happening, again, we'll want to make sure that the minister is aware of it, and that if at all possible, steps are put in place to minimise those sorts of adverse effects.
That was CEO of the New Zealand Disability Support Network, Peter Reynolds, speaking to me about the restructuring of Whaikaha, the Ministry of Disabled People, and what this will mean for people with disabilities in Aotearoa.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.